This is 33.3 FM. I'm DJ Mahewa. Blowing in with the news. Today, Mama Duck lost her ducks again. The bees are suing the mosquito choir for copyright infringement over the new banger Bzzz 2. And the purple chicken asks for purple grain before she can agree to cross the road.
Yeah.
Our top story today is the Jabali and Sauti exclusive. Our favorite young detectives have done it again. The fearless Jabali and musical Sauti have solved yet another impossible case. The mystery of the luckiest girl in Tisa.
Wow.
On an average day in Tisa, our two detectives got a new case. The people of Tisa were beside themselves. Vuma, the luckiest girl in Tisa, had been getting even luckier. The roads disappeared when she didn't want to go to school. Bedtime went missing when she didn't want to go to sleep early.
Hiya!
And she had won tickets for each of Ivy, the Dancing Cow's concerts.
Hala?
Where did Vuma get her luck? Off the two detectives went. She always disappeared in the morning. Clue number one was her footsteps. Maybe if they followed them, they could find her stash. At the end of the trail was the... Do you recognize that sound? The ocean. Did this mean Vuma got her luck from the ocean? Jabali observed that the waves must have washed away the rest of the footsteps. But what now? Did you hear that? Vuma! Clue number two. They ran towards the cliffs but only found a green scarf. It was Vuma's. Clue number three. She had definitely been there. But was that where she got her luck? The two detectives were confused. They looked for anything. A pot, a lamp, a sack. Anything that looked like it could hold a bunch of luck. But nothing. On their way home, feeling unlucky, they passed by Vuma's home. When Vuma saw her scarf, she happily announced how lucky she was that they found it. Jabali, now frustrated, asked her how she was always so lucky. Where did she find her luck? Dear listener, Vuma just accepted that bad things will always happen and she chose to celebrate the good. Today, she went to the beach to see the sunrise, but the sun was too shy. So, she looked for wonder elsewhere, the cliffs.
Yeah.
From up there, the ocean looked so beautiful that she lost her scarf. Vuma thought, maybe she and the ocean had made a trade. Beauty for beauty. But look how lucky she was. She still got her scarf back. Tisa, what if we celebrated the good? Who would be the new luckiest person in Tisa? Did you know that the ocean floor has several levels? The shallowest part runs along the edges of the continent. The deep parts are called the basins. And past that, to the bottom of the basins, are the large flat plains.
Wow!
And that is how our resident detectives Jabali and Sauti solved the mystery of the luckiest girl in Tisa. Signing out from 33.3 FM in Tisa, I've been yours, DJ Mahewa. Blowing in with the news.